From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
If someone you consider to be credible tells you that the wine you're about to taste has received rave reviews from critics, you'll probably like it, even if it's actually less than stellar. A few thoughts on the power of suggestion after this.
If you're like many wine lovers, you just can't seem to part with those corks, and the pile is growing. Turn that pile into style with an original cork cage holder from EpicStyle.com. Dozens of shapes and styles from windmills to wine barrels. These cork cages are a smash hit with wine aficionados, and you've got to see them at EpicStyle.com. Hundreds of items to add artistry and fun to any dinner or cocktail party. EpicStyle.com. Find gifts and accessories for home entertaining.
If you fancy yourself as something of a wine expert, you may take exception to the notion that you are vulnerable to the power of suggestion. But while there are certainly those among us who cannot be swayed by glowing misrepresentations, even highly capable wine critics have been known to succumb to suggestion. In a rather devious study by researchers at the University of Bordeaux, a group of wine experts were served wines from two different bottles. The first bottle was labeled as an exceptional Grand Cru. The second was a rather modest table wine. Predictably, the pricey Grand Cru received rave reviews, filled with glowing adjectives. The experts largely panned the lowly table wine, calling it flat, light, weak, and faulty. This may not seem surprising, except the two wines served were exactly the same. There's something perversely pleasurable about seeing an expert with egg on his or her face. There are two lessons to be learned here. First, don't let reviews rule your life. Second, use the power of suggestion to your advantage. If you're serving wine to guests, talk it up. You might be able to earn rave reviews without breaking the bank. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.